to always hear the advice of like the 3-date rule, the 5-date rule, like don't sleep with a guy too early or he's not going to take you seriously, blah, 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 blah. And my like sense of justice was like, well, that's not fair, look, because he's doing it too. And if he's going to judge me for that, then that's not someone I want to be with anyway. So like just as well, blah, blah, blah. I still agree with that stance, but I think that I do actually really encourage the 3-5, however many date rule until you actually get to know someone on a deeper level.
Duh.
These are the elementary type levels they don't learn until they're in their 30s and 40s after taking 30 or 40 slongs. Maybe I should get to know somebody before I let them in my body. Oh yeah, you think? Took you this long to figure it out, huh? Can't make this stuff up, folks.
Because withholding on that will show you a man's true character much faster.
Some men like the thrill of the chase. They like the challenge of it. You know what I mean? They'll jump through some hoops. It's fun to them. But those aren't healed, mature, worthwhile men on the dating market if you're looking for something serious. So you shouldn't care what they're on anyway. To real ones, they're not about to jump through hoops just for a chance to get a whiff of some 40-year-old snatch. They're going to go on a date with you if they're not feeling the vibe or they feel like you playing games and it's not genuine and you're trying to manipulate. They're just going to block your number. She done been with 20 or 30 dudes and now I got to wait for a date. She done had one-night stands. She done had behind-the-dumpster flings after the bar. Now I got to jump through hoops for 5 dates and take you to fancy restaurants. No, nobody with common sense is going for that.
It will be a cold day in hell.
Here's the thing. You withholding out sex isn't going to make your judge of character better. You're still a horrible judge of character, and you have terrible discernment. And you withholding bedroom fun isn't going to improve that. You've been making the same goofy, stupid decisions with men since you were a damn teenager.
Barely got a brain, a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
When you're quite a few dates in and you have not been physical or slept with a guy, you can watch how they react to wanting something, to frustration, to not getting what they want immediately. For the most part, I've been a 5+ date rule where it just never happens. And it wasn't like an intentional, like I'm withholding this so that he takes me seriously, but more so just like, I don't know this person that well, and I don't really feel comfortable or I don't really feel pulled or drawn to do that with this person yet.
Right.
The difference between her getting into a significant relationship and not is not her withholding bedroom fun. It's her picking different men and being a better person with those better men. She's not attracted to good men. Women who are attracted to good men aren't single past 25.
You're a sick man!
Hey, keep it down. I don't want my neighbor seeing a fat old dirty whore screaming at me on my front lawn.
Whore? Well, maybe I should come inside.
Well, maybe you should.
I can tell you that every time I have kind of been on the fence, like almost getting there around that 5-day mark, and I have withheld, I have received a piece of glaring evidence that this is not someone that I want to move forward with or be physical with ever. It usually shows up like them purposely trying to get me drunk and pressure me into it. And then I'm immediately aware that this is not a person that I'm safe with.
Took you that long to figure it out, huh?
You love men you're not safe with. You love the danger. You love the spontaneity of it all. You do. You do. It's no coincidence that you keep ending up on dates and in situationships and in situations with these type of men with poor character. Like attracts like.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
Most guys don't go on dates to try to get chicks drunk to take them home that night. That's like the scummiest of the scum. Those crosses are just another manipulation tool. Oh, I'm a good Christian girl. You see this cross on my neck? It should be an upside down one, bitch. It should be an upside down one.
God, you're sick.
Maybe if I cover my boobs for a change and put on a cross, they'll think I'm a Christian conservative. They really think that's all it takes. Because women like everything quick and easy. They don't want to put in the hard work, the long grind to become a better human. Maybe if I just buy some different shirts and buy a cross, I can get the results I want.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
And then I'm immediately aware that this is not a person that I'm safe with. And thank God I didn't do it earlier on before the pressure had built up, before he was chasing it, before he felt frustrated, because I would not have seen that side of him for probably a long time. I was on a fourth date with a guy. I had already told him explicitly that I wanted to move slow and I was not ready to progress things physically. We had a few drinks. I think we were at a concert. We went for drinks first, then a concert. And he made a comment about going home together. I said, no, not happening tonight. After the concert, I said, I should go home. I'm drunk. He said, let's just go for one more place. I want to spend more time with you. We had two or three more drinks and he tried to come home with me again.
That was the only value that she had in it. That's why.
Why are you getting drunk on dates? That's pretty irresponsible. You're clearly past 25. You shouldn't be getting drunk on dates. Your dad is ashamed. That might not be a great idea, ma'am. Especially when you're going out with low-character guys like this. Still. Let me speak for myself. I don't think I would like this woman if we went out on some dates.
You don't know that.
I don't think it would get past the first date with this woman particularly. But if I'm going out, this is where I'm at in my life. If I'm going out with a chick and I'm digging her, I'm not tripping off the box. I'm not tripping off of getting none. I'm going out with you because I like your company. I think you a cool woman. I like when we hang out. I'm not tripping about getting it. I'll get it when I get it.
My nigga.
Or if I don't get it, whatever. I'm enjoying your company. That's why I'm continuing to ask you out on dates.
I'm a boss. I'm not with that. It's never nothing no more. Like, I look like a boss. I feel like a boss. I taste like a boss, nigga.
We had two or three more drinks and he tried to come home with me again. When I said, no, I'm going home, he got annoyed and said, I can't believe I just bought you more drinks then. Another example, more recently, I was going on dates with a guy. I had already made it pretty clear that I was not ready to progress things physically. We're on our fourth or fifth date. And at the beginning of the date, we had a conversation about how often we go out, what our alcohol tolerance is, kind of joking around. I have a kind of high tolerance. I would say like 7-8 drinks on a night. I'm good. I'm drunk. And he bought me exactly 7 drinks. And then continue to pressure me to bring him home to my place to meet my dog.
So fucking cry, bitch. I don't give a fuck. It's funny, if anything.
Come on, dog. That's a horrible line. I want to meet your dog. Come on, stop it. No, you want to meet her cat. She talking about 7 or 8 drinks. This is a ran-through party THOT. This is a ran-through party slag. Is that what they call in the UK or something? This is a old party harlot. That's why these guys keep trying to take you home, because they know what time it is. They can smell it on you.
And then funnily enough, I actually ran into him again that weekend, and he offered to buy me and my friend a drink, and then I could tell he was trying to suss out the vibes as to whether I was drunk enough to go home with him or whether I would, and when I made it clear I wouldn't, he didn't even buy me a drink. So my point being, I do encourage the 3 to 5 plus, I would say honestly 6 to 8 date rule, but it's not so that he takes you seriously. It's so that you are protecting yourself from people that are not safe for you.
Yes, I would want my daughter to have a certain time frame or whatever. But see, this is why women shouldn't be dating really after high school and college. This is stuff that should have been figured out, squared away. You should be with your man already. This woman, 28, 31, 32, still talking about how many dates before we have sex. This is childish.
See what happened to women when they don't have men to guide them?